Please welcome Honey French.
Well, when you're renting a house, you always have to have a contract, of course, and that's where my signed, sealed, and delivered comes in. So my home is in Sacramento, and I was living in Grover Beach. And my husband was alive then, so he went to Sacramento to take care of last-minute details to get it ready to rent. And we were both praying about having good renters. So while he was working on it, he heard the name Richard Sims. And he said, well, I know a Sims family in Arizona. Maybe their son's name is Richard. Okay. So he didn't know what to do except just pray for this Richard Sims. And then that was Thursday. Friday, he put the ad in. Saturday, somebody came, and he knew they weren't the right people, and they left. Sunday, somebody came, looked at it, and left. And about half an hour later, they came back, looked at it. Oh, she brought somebody else, and she looked at it and left. And then an hour later, the second person came back with her husband, and she said, hi, I'm Mary Sims, and this is my husband, Richard. And while Richard was working on the house, the thought came, what if the family does have a dog, and we didn't want to rent it to anybody with a dog? And Richard said, well, that'd be okay if they left the dog outside, but we just have a fence without gates. He said, if they put the gates in at their own expense, that'd be great. And then the thought came, what if they don't have first months, last months, and deposit? And Richard said, well, God, if it's your choice, we know we can trust them, so that'll be okay. So here was this Richard Sims and his wife. They didn't have first, last, and deposit. And then they did have a dog, and he was a carpenter. So they improved the property by putting the gates in. And they were very good renters for quite a while. And we had a series of different renters over the year. And one time we had a really terrible renter. They came in, they were fine, they were paying rent, and all of a sudden they stopped paying rent. So the third month we're ready to evict them, and inside both our hearts it was no, they're to stay. And I won't tell you how long they stayed because you'll really think we're crazy. But every time we wanted to, we just felt that strong check in the spirit. Let them stay free. And we're not wealthy people. And one day it got to me. I said, God, this is a lot of money that we can't afford. And we could have saved it for a down payment on a house because we were still in a two-bedroom apartment. And I'm embarrassed to say this, we could have given it to a good charity and, quote, get credit for it. And when I realized my thoughts, I thought, ooh, that's really terrible. That shows where my heart is. I want to get credit for giving. And so I felt bad, and I told God, I'm sorry. And so maybe it was just even to teach me that. But anyway, they stayed in quite a while, free, and then all of a sudden we knew we could oust them, so we did. And instead of being grateful, you know, people feel entitled when they get things free, they think they deserve it, and instead of being grateful, they were pretty nasty when they finally did leave. So then, and so it was like I knew that money was going in God's bank account in the sky. And I didn't know how he's going to reimburse us, but I knew we'd get it back because you can't outgive God. So then quite a few years went by, and I got a collect phone call. And that usually means it's an inmate. And it was. And it was him. And we asked what prison he was in, and he was in my prison at where I worked. And he purposely waited to the very last day before he paroled because he was afraid I'd get even and make his life miserable. And I wouldn't have done that. I would have liked to have, but I wouldn't have. And it turned out that he gave his life to God, and it was because of the way we treated him. And he knew we were Christians. So you can't place a value, a monetary value, on a soul because it's priceless. So I'm glad we did it. And then, so then we knew it was time to buy a home, and we had a window of opportunity. And we first started looking in Los Osos because it's where I thought I could get a six-year-old home for the price we could afford. So we looked and looked and looked and looked, and we finally were going to settle for this cute house. Wasn't quite exactly what we wanted, but it was best of all we had seen. We started to put a bid, and my husband and I both felt this inside our spirit. So we told the realtor no. Then the price went down, $8,000. I said, oh God, did you save this cute house at this better rate? And again it was no. I said, well, I'm disappointed. And I told the realtor, even if the house isn't as nice as this house, I want to be in the center of God's will. And he thought we were crazy, because he knew. And I really thought at this point there wouldn't be a house as nice as this, because we looked at everything. Then I thought, oh, we haven't looked at a Rio Grande area. So we got a different realtor. And the second day, we found this great house. And then it was lower price than it should have been for the same kind of house we looked at. And it was higher than we can afford. But we put in our low bid, and she countered. And we end up getting this far superior house for only $950 more than the inferior one in Los Osos. And it was just really so much nicer. And then when we met her, the story gets really amazing. She was 28, and her husband was the same age. And 9 months before, they were jogging together, and he dropped dead right in front of her from a heart attack. And I had read about it in the newspaper, and my heart went out for this widow, and I was praying for her. And then here, 9 months or so later, we meet her. And when our low bid came, she prayed and asked God for a sign. And I never would have thought of these as signs, but her departed husband and my husband had the same initials. Her departed husband and my husband had the same letters, number of letters in their last name. Now, who would have thought of that? And her departed husband and my husband's families were French origin, went from France to England to the United States. And they both landed in the United States in the 1600s or something. And then he always called her honey, which is my name, of course. So for those four reasons, she believed this house should be ours. And she said somebody had offered her $4,000 more before us, and she didn't like them. And it turned out I knew the couple, and they were very crude and coarse, and I can see why she didn't want them in the home where she was happy with her husband. So we had a good savings on that house. And then it was time, I felt, to sell my Sacramento home after we had rented for many years and my husband had passed away. And so I didn't want to go through that renting process long distance again. So I renovated it, spent a lot of money fixing it up, trusted this realtor. And then I was praying for a price war. And there was a price war. And the second day, these three people were fighting, and the offer was $25,000 more than the best-selling price that was for that area. And so we made a really nice profit. And then it was time to move from my Grover Beach home. And I never thought I would move. I thought I was going to wait until I married again, because it's hard to move when you're on your own. But I had wonderful volunteer helpers. And now I'm in a new neighborhood and looking forward to what? Oh, and remember the house in Grover Beach? And I always felt it's very important to be in the center of God's will, where you live and everything. And I had the joy of leading seven people in the neighborhood to open their hearts to God, and seven of the nine to a very deeper walk with the Lord. So who knows what new adventures I have in my new neighborhood.